8:45, quarter till 9. Today is, I'm Tommy Tucker, WWL. Today is International Overdose Awareness Day. National Center for Health Statistics estimated 107,622 drug overdose deaths in the United States during 2021. That is an increase of nearly 15% from 93,655. I mentioned before that I have not dated that many women since I've been divorced, and three of them lost sons to opioid overdoses, which I just seem, which is hard for me to comprehend considering the universe being that small. Scott Silverman joins us now, a crisis coach, to talk about that. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Hi, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me what you do, Scott, for a living, or how you help in this effort.
Well, a couple things. I'm a crisis coach, I'm an interventionist, and also a family navigator. And I run a treatment center here in San Diego called Confidential Recovery. And our job and our passion and our mission is to try to help families navigate, get their loved ones into treatment before, you know, end of life happens because of accidental overdoses right now with what's going on with the fentanyl and the opioid crisis.
Has the approach changed from addiction in general to, and I'm not trying to downplay that at all, but the approach from that to, listen, you're playing Russian roulette. Any counterfeit pill could kill you instantly.
One pill could kill is one of the new big buzz lines coming out of the DEA, and I absolutely agree with it. Right now, one of the DAs in California recently stated that 80% of the illicit drugs, 80%, is laced with some level or form of fentanyl because it's a synthetic opioid. It's easy to get a hold of, and unfortunately, a small, tiny amount can actually kill somebody. And, you know, the term accidental overdose is interesting. You know, I'm a person in long-term recovery, and I used to joke about that. How could someone accidentally overdose? Mm-hmm. Well, if you're taking something that's disguised as Xanax or Adderall or methamphetamine or cocaine or crack or even marijuana, and it's laced with fentanyl, you're getting a poison ingested in your body that you don't know is there, and it's not pharmaceutically controlled. So the risk is it's worse than Russian roulette. Russian roulette, traditionally, there was a bullet in the chamber. But with fentanyl, there's 2 to 3 bullets in the chamber.
How do you approach somebody that is either in the process of developing a habit? I know somebody recently that had major surgery. They were terrified of taking any pain pills. There has to be a line between that and rehabbing from your injury and getting addicted. Has the thought process on that changed any, or the treatment methods?
Well, there's a variety of new modalities. For example, harm reduction. Where there's medication assisted treatment. But I think we're talking about a couple different things. When someone needs a procedure, there's going to be pain associated with it. And I think that certainly, if you're following a doctor's protocol and you're getting pharmaceutical medication and you have a plan around it, that's smart. The problem that we're seeing today, you know, of that 107,000 plus number you canted out, the accidental overdose is somebody who's actually made a decision to put a pill in their body, not knowing that it's laced with fentanyl. So a lot of those numbers, if you will, they aren't necessarily addicts. They're, you know, people that are going to a party, just like I used to go to a party, like you go to a party. And, you know, you remember the day where they used to date rape drugs, or you tell your, I have daughters, you don't pick up a drink at a bar because you don't know what's in it. And that's what's going on. That's the killer. And that's a very difficult phenomenon right now, because how do you tell a 22-year-old, don't take a pill at a party if you don't know where it came from? And if you're at a party and someone's giving you a pill, you need to be informed. And when you tell a kid not to do something, it's almost like an invitation to do it.
Mm-hmm. But you do have to have the conversation, right? I mean,
if you don't have the conversation, you run the risk. And the difficulty with having the conversation is most people don't know how to table it. And I always encourage, look, I wrote a book, you know, The Opioid Epidemic. Last year it came out. I spent 3 years developing the book with a co-writer. and the knowledge that we gained and the information that we got, it was changing every day. I mean, right now, you know, some people call the opioid epidemic, you know, weapons of mass destruction. And when you're talking to a young person, you know, they think they're invincible. We all did. I mean, I can't even tell you, it's in my book, but how much poly drug I was exposed to. But the difference is, back in my day, the poison, it wasn't there. You know, people weren't dying from overdosing of heroin or cocaine or any of the party drugs. But now what happens is they're taking it and it's laced with fentanyl. And a lot of people, Tommy, as you probably know, are on some form of prescription for anxiety or sleep medication. And when you combine that with these street drugs, that, again, I can't emphasize enough, laced with fentanyl, it's a deadly combination.
Let me take a break. Let me take a break, Scott. When we come back, I'd like to talk about your journey, if we can, because I don't know that we've ever done this. We talk about this a lot. Again, you heard my story of dating three women, and I haven't dated that many women, all of whom lost sons from opioid overdoses. So that tells me, with a universe that small, this is one hell of a problem. But when we come back, I want to talk about your journey for somebody that's listening that may, you know, they work and they're productive citizens, but they're hiding a habit and they're trying to get pills from wherever they can, and how to get them out of that, because I know you've been there, done that, and gotten through it. And our story, as you said, recovering, because every day is one day at a time, right? Scott Silverman, we'll take a break, come back with him, 8:52, 8 till 9, traffic now on WWL. 8:56, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Scott Silverman, who's in San Diego. Today is National Overdose Awareness Day. Scott has been there, done that, taken the journey, is still in it, I guess, Scott, because it's one day at a time. Tell me how you got addicted to opioids, for somebody that might be listening, when you realized there was a problem, and how you dealt with it.
Thanks for that opportunity, Tommy. My story is pretty institutional, if you want to look at it that way. I kind of experimented. I was poly drug. I got involved with a variety of different things back in the late 70s and 80s, and I crashed and burned in 1984. I tried to take my own life, and there was divine intervention. I had a very supportive wife and family, and I got into treatment, got better, and was so grateful to have that support. I've basically been, you know, working with helping others since 1985, when I sobered up, after treatment. And I'm one of those hopeless helpers. And I'm in the treatment business. I do interventions. And I want to throw my number out there, Tommy. Anybody hears my number and you call me today or tomorrow, if I can help, I will. It's 619-993-2738. 619-993-2738. And I'll give anybody that calls me a 10-minute free coaching call, and I'll help you navigate next steps. And I hope that people understand that there is hope and help. I got hope and help, you know, and I go to 4 meetings a week. I still do it, you know. And, you know, to your point earlier about your girlfriends who have lost their loved ones to this opioid crisis, it's only going to continue. And the fact that we're not talking about it as a country on a daily basis, with some of the crazy things we talk about every day, because this is totally preventable. We're going to lose an entire generation. And the manufacturers of fentanyl, China and Mexico, who helps distribute their product, methamphetamine, which is, we're now seeing globally laced with fentanyl, they don't care about the end user. And every time their consumer dies, it hits the news, their sales go up. So I think of them as my competition. So that's how I work really hard every day. And one of our biggest populations we serve now is veterans. And they have had a huge issue with the opioid prescription medication over the years. And we're trying to do everything we can. And it's one of those things, Tommy, there's no vaccine for it. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it so opaque. It's not like, here, take this. You know. And when you think about the disease of addiction, it's like diabetes. Nobody puts their hand up and says, hey, give me that, you know?
Thank you.
I want that in my life.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate your time. I really do. Scott Silverman, and I don't know if you saw this story or not too long ago.